Today's daf is Chulin Daf Nun Ches, and we will begin from the last line of Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. So the last sugya on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis discussed whether a trefa, a female animal that's a trefa, yoledes or in yoledes. So we know that a trefa is in a chaya, that's the psak halacha, which means that a trefa can't live for 12 months. The question is if during those 12 months a trefa can give birth or a trefa cannot give birth, and we'll begin with the conclusion of that sugya. The very last comment, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, halacha, trefa yoledes umashbachas. A trefa can have a child. Additionally, a trefa can get better. She can get healthier. Ultimately, she will die within Yud Beis Chodesh. But during the Yud Beis Chodesh, trefa yoledes and trefa mashbachas. Says the Gemara, Amar Ameimar. That's a segue. Hani bei the trefa, tarnegoiles. That is a trefa that's laying eggs, which will hatch, and eventually that will be the child, the little chickie of this tarnagoyla. So the halacha is shichla kama asira. The first shichla, the first wave of eggs that it hatches are going to be asur, mikan ve'elach, but anything that hatches after that, havale zeveze goyrim, we're going to view as zeveze goyrim umutter, and it's going to be mutter. So Meimer was discussing Tarnagoilas, that's a trefa, that now laid an egg. And the question is, that egg that it laid, do we look at it as being a beitza of a trefa, in which case it's going to be asur? As we spoke out when we went through the whole tumul with the cholov, bizman hazeh, it was predicated on a Gemara Masechtas Bechiris, Da'avav Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, based on that, the beitza that comes out of a trefa, you would think should be a problem as well. Stating that, Ameimer says, it's not so simple. It really depends. The shichla kam is going to be aser, mikam de'elach, anything that comes after that is going to be muta. So first of all, definition. Shichla kam means any egg that was inside the tarnagoilus already at the time that it became a trefa. So if at the time that the tarnagoilus became a trefa, Darsa, Naflam and Agag, it happened while she had an egg inside of her, then the halach is that that egg is going to be asr. But once she becomes a trefa, what happens afterwards, I don't care. And there's many chidushim in this halacha. Number one, why is it shichla kama asira, zok rashi? Because we paskin, ameimer does, uba yerechima. And being that uba yerechima, we look at the tarnagoilas and the beitza as being one. If the tarnagoilas is a trefa, that means the beitza is going to have to be viewed as a trefa as well. Stating that, whatever happens after the tarnagoilas already became a trefa, that isn't impacted by the halacha of uba yerechima. Why? Very, very big tumul in the Achrayim. But for Pashup Shan and the Gemara, whatever happens after the Tarnagoilus becomes a Trefa, that, again, won't impact its Beitza based on the Halach of Ubi Yerachimai. The reason then that the Beitza would be Aser is because of the Gemara Masechtas Bechayres, Kala Yoitza Minat Tame Tame. Because this Trefa, this thing that's Aser, brought this Beitza to life. However, being that the Tarnagoilus is not acting alone when it brings this Beitza and this young Tarnagoilus to life, but there's a Zachar involved as well, and it's only the Tarnagoilus that's a Trefa. The Zachar, however, is not a Trefa. So we look at this Tarnagoilus as being the product of a Dover Mutter and a Dover Aser. It's what's known in Shas as Zevezeh Goyrim. Something was brought about by a Dover Mutter and by a Dover Aser. It's Machloikis in Shas, whether Zevezeh Goyrim Mutter or Zevezeh Goyrim Aser. A Neymar held Zevezeh Goyrim Mutter, and as a result, even though the Tarnagoilus itself is a Trefa, but being that the Zachar is not a trefa, it's for that reason whatever comes later is going to be mutter. So again, Ameimer's halacha was that if you have a tarnagoilus, not an easy gemara, that's a trefa, it now laid an egg. That egg, that tarnagoilus, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as being mutter or do you look at it as being aser? If the egg was inside the tarnagoilus at the time that this egg was laid, so then the halacha is at the time that it became a trefa, then we say ubi yerechimai, and the halacha is that the bay is going to be asur. If it was not inside the tarnagoilus at the time that the tarnagoilus became a trefa, then we do not say ubi yerechimai, even though it was in the tarnagoilus after. But it doesn't matter. If it wasn't there b'shas maisa when it became a trefa, that's enough that you should not say ubi yerechimai. The reason it would be asur is because the tarnagoilus brought it about. But being that It's true that Targoilus is Osir, but there's a Zachar involved as well, and the Zachar is Mutter, so we say Zevezeh Goyrim, and Ramei Mashita is that Zevezeh Goyrim is going to be Mutter. Esvei Rav Ashi Ramei Mar, Veshavim Bebeitz, Astrefe Shasuro, Bebneshe, God will be Isir. The Gemara is going, in a few moments, is going to bring a Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, what the halacha about a Vlad Trefe is. Here we're discussing a Targoilus that's laying eggs. What about a regular animal that gives birth to its children? That Vlad, if the mother was a treifa, is it going to be mutter us? It's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara says v'shavin. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree. The beitz has treifa shasura. That the whole shayla is only with regards to the vlad of a treifa, but as it relates to a beitzah, everyone holds its aser. And the reason is b'bneisha gadol be'iser. So the Gemara's kasha is: didn't Amemer say that it's only the shichla kama that's aser, but anything that happens afterwards is going to be mutter? How does it fit with that brayso that says Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree the beitz has treifa shasura? Now, at first glance, what the Gemara could have said is that Brice is maybe discussing the Shechla Kama. It's discussing that first wave. It's discussing the Beitza that was inside the Tarnagoyles at the time that it became a trefa. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha in a minute. But for now, the Gemara doesn't want to say that. Amemar, therefore, distinguish between the Shechla Kama and Mikan Ve'elach. Sometimes it's Mutter, sometimes it's Osir. From the Brice, it's Mashma that it's always going to be Osir. So the Gemara says, Hodim B'desafna Me'ara. It's talking about where the Tarnagoyles was not stimulated by a Zohar. And that's what ultimately got it to lay its egg. But rather, it was stimulated by the offer. Being that it was stimulated by the offer, there's no Zevez HaGoyrim. The reason Amemer holds Mikan Ve'elach it's going to be Mutter is because Zevez HaGoyrim is Mutter. Zevez HaGoyrim would be, if there's a Zachar and a Nekeva, the Zachar is Mutter, the Nekeva is Aser, Zevez HaGoyrim. That's where you have the Halacha of Zevez HaGoyrim Mutter. But if there's only one Goyrim, the other Goyrim is the offer, that we don't look at as being mutter or aser. That's neither here nor there. So you can't say the svar of Zevez HaGoyrim. So when we say v'shavim v'beitz has trefesh asura, that's talking about where you don't have a Zevez HaGoyrim. How's that possible? Where the stimulation of the Tarnagoyles didn't come via a zachar, but rather it came simply from lying on the ground. Right, the Gemara, why don't you say more pashtetar? It's like we spoke at a moment ago. V'lishni lei b'shichlo kama. Why don't we just say the Brice is talking about the shichlo kama? It's talking about the eggs that were inside the Tarnagoyles at the time that it became a trefa. Amemer agreed that the Shechla Kama is going to be Aser. So the Gemara says it wasn't mashma that way, because im kein gadla gamra mi bayale. Because the lashon of the Braisa was v'shavim bebeitz as treifa shasur b'neisha gadla b'iser. Gadla b'iser sounds like the entire giddel happened b'iser, meaning the beginning, the middle, and the end all took place when the Tarnagoilus was a treifa, suggesting that it all started after the Tarnagoilus became a treifa. The definition of Shechla Kama is that the Tarnagoilus was a treifa became a treifa at the time that it already had an egg inside of it. If that was what the Braisa was discussing, then it would have said that they shagamra b'issa. The conclusion of it happened while the Tarnagoilus was already a treifa. Godless sounds like first the animal became a treifa, thus we're clearly not talking about a shechla kama. So the Gemara had to make an akimta in order to reconcile this Braisa with a Neymar by finding a way that mikan ve'elach it should be aser. Doesn't Amemer hold Zevez HaGoyrim Mutter? The terence you have to say is it's talking about b'desafna me'ar. It says the Gemara Elo Hadetanan. Based on everything we just said, you can have to say that as it relates to the following Mishnah or Ditanya Braiso Vlad Shreifa Rabbi Eliezer Mila Yaakov Legabim Mizbech Rabbi Yeshua Me Yaakov. We mentioned before there's Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. How you look at a Vlad Shreifa? Now the Machlekes was mentioned specifically with regards to Kotchim. The halacha is that Shreifa is not allowed to go on the Mizbech. If a person can't eat it, then it can't go on the Mizbech. Mimashki Yisrael. But the halachas of treifas impact kachim as well. A treifa can't go on the Mizbech. What about a vlad treifa? So this is the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer says it can't go on the Mizbech. Rabbi Shua says it could go on the Mizbech. But my kumifliki, what's going to be the beer in the machlokes? So the Gemara says, a little bit of a tricky cheshbon, that based on what Amemar just said, Amemar is going to have to explain the Gemara as follows. It's talking about where first the animal became a treifa, and then afterwards it was nisaber. How so? Rebbe Eliezer Savar, Rebbe Eliezer holds Zevez HaGoyrim Aser. Rebbe Yeshua Savar, Zevez HaGoyrim Mutter. Meaning there'd be two ways to understand the Machlokes Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yeshua in light of what we've been discussing. One case is where the animal became a treifa while it was already Muberes. The other way to explain it would be is where the animal was first a treifa, and then afterwards it became a muberes. If the machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua is where the animal became a treifa while it was a muberes, what would be the beer in the machlokes? It's not a case of Zevez HaGoyrim, because everything came about beheter. The animal, when it became a muberes, she was not a treifa, the zocher wasn't a treifa, so there's no problem of zeva zegoyim. What would be then the shah? What would be the reason it should be aser? The reason it should be aser is because of uba yarechimai. So essentially, machloek is Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua would be uba yarechimai or uba lav yarechimai. Rebbe Eliezer is the one that's machmer, Rebbe Yeshua is the one that's mekel, which would mean that Rebbe Eliezer holds uba yarechimai. So being that this vlad treifa is part of a treifa, it's aser lo yikrav lagavim mizbeach. Rebbe Yeshua holds uba lav yarechimai. If that's the case, then we have a problem. Because what did Amemar say? Uba yarechimai. Which would mean that Amemar is passing like Rebbe Eliezer, Amemar can't pass like Rebbe Eliezer. If, however, the machloikas is whether Zevez Agorim is mutter or Zevez Agorim is aser, that means that Rebbe Eliezer holds Zevez Agorim as aser, Rebbe Yeshua holds Zevez Agorim as mutter, in which case it means that Amemar is passing like Rebbe Yeshua, that Zevez Agorim is mutter. That's very good, because that's who Amemar is supposed to pass. We never pass like Rebbe Eliezer. We always pass like Rebbe Yeshua. So as it relates to the Shaila Vlad Shrefa, Yikrav Lagabim is Be'ach, Allah Yikrav Lagabim is Be'ach, there's two ways to learn. Either we're learning where the animal became a treifa while it had the vlad inside of it. If that's the case, there's no shayla of zevez agoyim. The shayla is uba yarechimai, uba lav yarechimai. Or the machlokes is talking dafka where it became a muberes after it was already a treifa. In which case, there's no uba yarechimai. Because like we said, it's mavur. In the sugya, you don't say uba yarechimai unless the animal became a treifa while it had the uba. But what happens after it's a treifa already doesn't impact the vlad. You don't say the halacha for whatever reason of uba yarechimai. If that's the case, what is the shayla? Zevez agoyim or terasa? Which one does a maimer have to pick? He has to pick the Zevez Agorim option, because a Meimer paskind Uba Yerachimai, and he also paskind Zevez Agorim Mutter. If the Machlek is Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua is Uba Yerachimai, and Rebbe Eliezer holds Uba Yerachimai, means he's paskind Rebbe Eliezer. That's not good. If the Machlek is Zevez Agorim Mutter, a Meimer paskind Zevez Agorim Mutter, means he's paskind Rebbe Yeshua. So clearly that's going to be the more preferable option. That's the way it's going to have to come out of Cheshbon. A Meimer learned the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Ihachi, Adam Ifgul, Gavoy, Lifgul, Hadid. At the end of the day, a Meimer is going to understand the Machlek is Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, whether Zevez Agorim Mutter or Zevez Agorim Mutter. So why did they argue Vlad Shrefa could go on the Mizbeach? Say more pashit. Vlad Treifa, could you eat it or could you not eat it? Add the Mifelgil Gavaya, why are they arguing Dafka with regards to whether it could go on the Mizbeach? If it's a Kotchim Machloikis, okay, then it's related to Mizbeach, not Mizbeach. But we're saying now that the Machloikis Rebbe Eliezer Yeshua, according to Amemar, is Zevez Agorim Mutter, Zevez Agorim Aser. So that's not an exclusive Kotchim Shaila, says the Gemara. You're right. In theory, the machloikis could have been mentioned even regarding Hedid, because it impacts Hedid as well. The reason it didn't say it that way is like the Acha Koyched Rabbi Yeshua. The Afilu the Gavaya. Now, Mishra, he wanted to say Rabbi Yeshua's Chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua holds Zevez Agoyim Mutter. Not only is it Mutter LeHedid, it's even Mutter LeGavaya. Fredu Rabbi Lifting LeHedid, like the Acha Koyched Rabbi Eliezer. Why didn't we mention the machloikis by Hedid? Like the Acha Koyched the Rabbi Eliezer. The Afilu Hedid, Nami Yaset. The Rabbi Eliezer that holds its Aser holds its Aser even LeHedid. So the Gemara says we could have said that, but Koyched Teira Adiflay. We always pick. Whenever we want to bring out a chiddush, we speak out the chiddush of the koyach d'atera, of the mekel, not the koyach of the machmer, right? It's such a kunst to be a machmer, Rashi, in the beginning of Masechtas Beis. It's a much bigger kunst to be a mekel. So it's more of a chiddush, and as a result, koyach d'atera, it's more geschmack to say over the tzad of makilim sometimes. Even the Gemara does that, koyach d'atera, and as a result, we wanted to say that Rabbi Yeshua that holds Zevez Agoyim Mutter holds its Mutter not only Lehedid, even Lekotchim, but you're right, the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, Vlad Shrefa, Yikrav Lagabi Mizbech, Lo Yikrav Lagabi Mizbech, it's not a Kotchim Machloikis. This is not a Machloikis that happened within the walls of the Chaburas where they learn Kotchim. This is not a Zvachim and Achas Machloikis, even though the manifestation of this particular Alocha is a Kotchim Nig Alocha, could be Makriven on the Mizbech. I cannot be Makriven on the Mizbech, but if you analyze it a little bit, you dig deeper, you understand the underlying principles of this machloikis. It's really a shas machloikis. Zevez Agoyim Mutter, Zevez Agoyim Aser. Now, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua commented, this is the part of the brayse that the Gemara brought on the top of the Yamin. Umoida mebeitz es treifa da asura. That Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua both moida, the beitz of a treifa is aser. Why they moida? I thought there's a machloikis. Zevez Agoyim Mutter, Zevez Agoyim Aser. So if Rebbe Yeshua holds Zevez Agoyim Mutter, why would it be moida over there? The Teretz is, but the safna me'ara, where there was no Zevezah, the chad goyim, there was one goyim. There was only one goyim, and that goyim was the treifa. He's also, that's why it's going to be also. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha, something like Rav Acha by Yaakov. Rav Acha held like Rav Acha by Yaakov. Who's Rav Acha by Yaakov? That's the last comment of the previous sugya that we began with. Rav Acha by Yaakov on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amid Beis, who said, Allah treifa yoledes, that a treifa is able to have a child. And he had the version of what Amemar said the way the Gemara just presented it. Meaning, what we just said, that Amemar's halacha of Bey the Treifa, Mutter Asa, the Shechlakama, Mikam Ve'elach, Ubi Erchimai, Zevez Agarim Mutter, Zevez Agarim Asa, this is all predicated on the fact that a Treifa could be Moilid. Because if a treifa can't be meiled, we're not having this conversation. There's a shich l'kama, yeah, because if she was a muberis at the time that she became a treifa, then she'll be able to give birth. But as it relates to mikam ve'elach, there is no mikam ve'elach, because she can't have a child. So Rav Acha was the one who presented Amemar's halacha the way the Gemara just discussed it, and it was all because he was sabala, like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who holds that a treifa is yoyledes. As a result, there's such an Amemar. The problem is, not everybody holds treifa is yoyledes. Ravina lo sabala like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ravina didn't hold like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, but he knew there was this memra from Amemar. Now, the memra from Amemar makes no sense if you hold that a treifa is yoyledes. What are we discussing? The first wave, the second wave, the grandchildren, she's a treifa. Once she's a treifa, if she has a bay inside of her, yeah, that will hatch. But beyond that, we can't go further. As a result, he had no choice but to have a different girsa, a different version of Amemar. So, the Gemara is going to present a whole nother girsa on what Amemar said. Amemar said as follows. Hani bay the sofik treifa. If there's a bay of a sofik treifa, not a vadai treifa, of a sofik treifa. So the halacha is like this. The shechla kamam after she lays the first batch of eggs, the eggs that were inside of her at the time that she became a treifa, we wait. If she is able to lay another wave of eggs, Sharyan, she's going to be mutter. Why is she going to be mutter? Because that's a raya that she's not a treifa. Because being that halacha treifa ain't no yoyledes, so according to the ones that don't hold of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, so the fact that she's mutter, that's a raya, she's not a treifa. The Eloi, and if not, Asirin, she's a gerus. That's a completely different halacha. Amemar wasn't discussing a vaday treifa, he was discussing a safik treifa, and when he spoke about the shichla kama vikam veilach, completely different halacha. What he meant to say was that you wait till the shichla kama passes, because that's neither here nor there. You want to see what happens after that. After that, if she's able to be moiled again, that would be a right. Usually, what do you do when you have a suffix treifa? The Gemara is going to say it on the bottom, but we know this already. We wait, yud beis chaydish. So, in the case of an akeb, you don't necessarily have to wait, yud beis chaydish. There's a way to determine earlier that maybe she's not a treifa. How so? If she's going to be moiled. Esfer Ravashi la meimer. So, Ravashi asked the meimer, moidim, veitz treifa shasuru. Vim neisha godlebis. We had this machlis rules, Rabbi Yeshua, la treifa. Could it go on the mezbech and not go on the mezbech? In the end of the braisa, it says that Rav Lezer and Yeshua were both moida as it relates to the beitza of a treifa, that it's going to be aser. And the reason is, Mibnesha Godlabisa. What's the kasha? Beitza of a treifa? I thought a treifa is not moiled. So the kasha is on the premise of Ravina and thus his version of what Amemar said. It's predicated on the halacha not being like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. How could the halacha not like Rav Acha bar Yaakov? What's the shayla vlad shreifa, beitza shreifa? If we have over here a memra, umayda bebeitza shreifa shasura, doesn't that by definition force us to say that a shreifa can have a child? Amalei, hasa the shechla kama. Maybe that's talking about the shechla kama. Maybe it's talking about the eggs that were already inside the tiny girls at the time that it became a shreifa. Im kein godla. Then why does it say godla? This is the reverse of the diak that we had on top of the omen. Gamra mi bayale. Shouldn't it have said gamra? Gamra would suggest it was there. She just has to conclude the process of laying this egg. Godlo sounds like the beginning, the middle, and the end. All happened after it was a treifa. I thought a treifa is not mailed. So the Gemara says, no, tni gamra. You could change the word. Maybe the editing was wrong, and it wasn't supposed to say godla, it was supposed to say gamra. That in and of itself doesn't bother me. Elo hadetanan, so the Gemara says, according to the way Ravina heard Amemar's halacha, based on the metzius, that the treifa is ein moiled, this machloik is realizing for sure that the Gemara explained one way, according to the first version of Amemar, we're going to have to explain it differently in light of this new version of Amemar. How so? Vlad treifa, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer holds that the vlad of a treifa can't go on the mezbech, Rabbi Yeshua says again. But Michael Mifli, what's the machloik is? Says the Gemara, Kishe Ibril, the Basif Nitshava. Machlokes has to be where it was a Muberes, and then it became a Treifa. Why? Maybe it's talking about where first it became a Treifa, and then it became a Muberes. It's not possible. There's no such Metzias. So here it's very simple why you have to learn that way. You have to say that the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, was where it was first, like a Shechla Kama case, where it was first Ibra, and afterwards it was Nitshava. What then is the beer in the Machlokes? It's not Zevezek Goyer Mutter Aser, because everything was Mutter over here. At the time that it was Goyerim, at the time that this Vlad came into the Bria, the mother wasn't a treifa yet. The father wasn't a treifa. So based on that, this shouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says, Machloikis is Rabbi Lezer Sava Uba Yerachimahu, Rabbi Yeshua Savar Uba Lav Yerachimahu. Ihachi, if the Machloikis Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua is Uba Yerachimahu, Uba Lav Yerachimahu, why are they arguing, Dafka, whether you can put on the Mizbech, you can't put on the Mizbech? Why don't they argue whether you can eat it as a treifa, not eat it as a treifa? This is Negei Chulin as well. It's not only a game of Sechtes Vachim. So Gemara says, you're right, Rabbi Yeshua, the Talos HaChiddush, Rabbi Yeshua, who holds, is going to hold that even with regard to why are we saying the big Yechidish in Rabbi Yeshua, thus arguing by Hekdish, argue by Hedid to tell me the Rabbi Eliezer that holds the problem even by Hedid? The Gemara says when the price concluded and said When the Braisa said that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree that the Beitz of the Treif is also, what's that talking about? But the Shech Lakam. Again, there is no Mikan Ve'elach according to this Lashon. Why not? Because once the animal's a treifa, it can't be moiled anymore. My timer. Okay, so obviously it's the Shech Lakama. What's the reason that the Shech Lakama, everybody holds its asar? Meaning, as it relates to an animal, the vlad of a treifa. So there you have a machloikis, if it was nitrifa while she was muberes, whether uber yerechimoy, or whether uber lav yerechimoy. But when it comes to the egg of a tarnagoilis, everybody holds asar. It sounds like everybody holds by an egg uber yerechimoy. Says the Gemara, yes, that's precisely the point, my time of gufahi. Because the egg is more a part of the guf of the tarnagoilis than a fetus is part of the guf of its mother. And as a result, even though Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argued whether uber yerechimai or uber lav yerechimai as it relates to an ordinary vlad, but when it comes to the beya of the tarnagoilis, over there everybody is going to hold uber yerechimai. The hilchah, so what's the halacha? Bezachar kol shnei masa chaydash. If you have a suffix trefa, zachar, the only way to resolve the suffix is by waiting yud beis chaydash. That's what you do. You have a suffix trefa, you're not sure. It is a trefa, it's not a trefa. Wait yud beis chaydash. We paskin trefa in echaya. The fact that it lived yud beis chaydash, that's a raya, then it must be okay. Bin akeva, as it relates to an akeva, there's two things. It's the earlier of, whichever comes first, yud beis chaydash or kol she'eni yoledes. If it's able to have a child, that too would be a raya that it's a trefa. So meaning if it's eni yoledes and yud beis chaydash pass, that's the only time it's that. But the point is that by a zachar, the only way to be mavarer the suffix is by waiting yud beis chaydash. When it comes to an akeva, being that we paskin that a trefa is eni yoledes, as a result, a trefa or a suffix trefa that would have a child, the fact that it was able to bear a child, that would in and of itself be a raya that this trefa is not a trefa. Where this gets interesting is where the Poskim discusses in the context of a suffix trefa in halacha. I mean, the Gemara over here said very, very clearly that anytime you have a suffix trefa, you can wait yud beis chaydash. If yud beis chaydash pass and nothing happens, that's a raya that it's not a trefa. But pashtus we're talking about where there was a suffix in metzias. It is a sircha, it's not a sircha. It is a nekiv, it's not a nekiv. Was it roiv or was it not roiv? Okay, so you're not sure, you had a shaila. So you wait, it was darsa, suffix darsa, right? That's a classic case. So you're not sure, not from whatever. So you wait, yud beis chaydash. That would be a good way to determine whether this animal is a treif or not. But if you have a suffix in halacha, it's machlik the shach and taz, and you're not sure, do we pass him like the shach, do you pass him like the taz? So maybe wait, yud beis chaydash. After yud beis chaydash, it's going to be okay. Could you apply this principle to a suffix din? So we've spoken out already, and again, this tied into the whole milk DA, LDA controversy, and this was one of the big points that Rav Belsky, Zatzal, made in his tshuva, which was a koyach de'ater adif tshuva, but one of the things that he said there very, very strongly was that the shach and the prichadosh and the marshal and other gedolei achreinim all say that just like this is true for a suffix trefa in metzias, it's also true for a suffix trefa in din. So based on that, if we would have a shaila and we're not sure how to go about it, in theory, waiting yud beis chaydash would maybe be able to work. And that was one of his svaras, that after these animals have their nekev in the keva, it gets sewed up and he tainted that it's really machlokes apoiskim, whether it's a problem, not a problem. That's one of the svaras that he says lahakel, and he says the reality is they all live more than yud beis chaydash, so they pass the yud beis chaydash test. Either way, this concludes the difficult part of the daf. Says the Gemara, Vayit Amar Rabbanu said, "Kol beria she'im bo etzem, any beria, any living creature that has no etzem, it has no bone." Einoy miskayim yud beis chaydash. It can't live yud beis chaydash. It means it just physically, from when it's born, naturally, it can't live yud beis chaydash. Amar papa shmami no madrafuna. From Rafuna, you can learn hadam Shmuel. Shmuel said kishus shehisliya beiber asura. From him, we can learn that the halacha is that if you have a toy laas that was growing out of vegetables or fruit, so that's a whole nother conversation. But you have a toy laas that was never on the ground, it was growing out of vegetables. So the halacha is that if the vegetables themselves are attached to the ground, then you can't eat this toy laas. If the vegetable itself was not attached to the ground when these toilas, these worms, were growing from it, then there's going to be no problem to eat the toilas. Rashi says it's based really on a Gemara later. We'll get to Netz Hashem next week. But it's based on a Gemara with Chazal Darshan that the only time you're not allowed to eat a sheretz, if it's a sheretz, ha-sheretz ala-aretz. But if it wasn't physically sheretz ala-aretz ever, if it never touched the ground, then there'd be no issa to eat this toilas, or to eat these toilaim. So the question is, what about a toilas that grows, quote-unquote, inside a fruit? Is it a problem? Is it not a problem? So it depends. If the fruit is attached to the ground, then we look at the toilas as if it's sheretz al haaretz, it's going to be an issue. If the fruit itself is not attached to the ground, it's not going to be a problem. Says the Gemara. Okay. So based on, Rav Papa continued, and he said, Hani tamri dekado, if you have dates that are inside a kad, they're inside a barrel, after 12 months, it's definitely going to be mutter to eat those dates. I mean, what happened? You have a barrel of dates, and now you found worms inside the dates, and you're not sure. Were these worms once on the ground, or were they not on the ground? If these dates were sealed inside a barrel for more than Yud Beis Chodesh, then you have nothing to worry about. Why? Because if these worms had been on the ground previous to the Yud Beis Chodesh, they wouldn't be around anymore. Based on this halacha of Kol Beria She'im Bayatzem, Einim Miskayim Yud Beis Chodesh. So it must be that they came about during the Yud Beis Chodesh, which means that they were always in the fruit, which was in the barrel. They were never shayritz al aretz based on that. He said, a chiddush la'alacha. So Rabuna said, Kol Beria She'im Bayatzem, Einim Miskayim. Am Rapapa. So Rapapa said, Shema Minah. But Rabuna, based on Rabuna's halacha, I could come up with a very interesting and important chiddush la'alacha. Oh my Rav. Rav said, there's no gnat that lives more than a day. So the life expectancy of a gnat is 24 hours. Filet's didva bashasan. There's no fly that can live more than a day. Is that true? A gnat can live more than a day. Don't people say Shev Shni Imra Baksami Baka? For 7 years, the female gnat was refusing the male gnat. The Unrole, because she told him, Chazisa Labar Mechuza, the Sakha Bamaya, I noticed that you saw a person from Mechuza who they were, you know, they had Ashiras, so, you know, they looked good, who came out of the water, the Salik. He bathed, the ichrich besadinim, and then he wrapped himself in towels, the isfisallah, and you went and you sucked some of his blood, umatsas minay, right? You took his blood, and you didn't tell me. So she was very upset at him. And it's for that reason, for 7 years, so he says, what do you see from here? A gnat could live 7 years. Right? We said the life expectancy of a gnat is one day. I'm going to ask you another question. There's another saying. The baka, the gnat, was able to carry in the aver where he stings 60 monim of parzola, so of metal. Is that possible? I mean, how much does the gnat itself weigh? How in the world is it walking around with this kind of luggage? Ella, you have to say, but money to do. We're speaking metaphorically. We mean in their monos, there's such an whatever the equivalent of 7 years is for them. For us, it might be an hour and a half. But whatever it is for them, that's the point for Shevishni. But it doesn't mean literally Shevishni. A behemoth that has five legs. Or it only has three legs. I raise a mum, it's considered a mum. And there's a very important diyek. We have to be medayik l'shoyni azov shalom mishnah. What does Harez and Mum mean? Mum means it can't go on the Mizbeach. Mum impacts the laws of Bechayrus, the Mishnah Masechtas Bechayrus. But it sounds like it's not a trefa. It sounds like it's only a mum, meaning an extra leg or missing a leg would make it a mum, not a trefa. That's only if it's one of its forelegs, also known as the hands of the animal. But if it's one of its hind legs, meaning one of its feet, trefa, not mihavo. Not only is it a mum that it can't go on the Mizbeach, but it's even going to be considered a trefa. My time, and this is a very important principle in Hilchas Trefa. Kol yeser kenotel dami, because any time an animal has an extra aver, we have to look at it from a Hilchas Treifa standpoint as if it didn't have that aver. And what would be the halacha if an animal didn't have one of its hind legs? It would be a treifa. Narkuva lamata, it would be a treifa. Thus, if it has an extra regal, it would be considered a treifa as well. There was an animal that had two of the sanyodivis, literally two parts of the meat that even the wolves hate. Remember, that was one of the pshatim when the Gemara discussed the keres apnimi and the keres achitzayna. So one pshat was the sanyadivi. Rashi brought a French word to describe it. But the point is, the sanyadivi, they had two of them. I saw the Arvino. They brought the Arvino v'tarfa. Mid Ravuna, he said, based on Ravuna's principle of kol yeser kenotel dami, so two sanyadivis is like no sanyadivis. No sanyadivis. Problem. So thus, two is going to be a problem. If, however, these two sanyadivis, they pour into each other, then we look at it as one big sanyadivi. Thus, it's not a yeser, it's not kenotodomeh. There was a gufsa, a little a piece of meat. Rashi says it was a meat that was shaped, a piece of flesh shaped like a tube that connected the beis hakoisos
And the Havlila is the Hemseis, two of the four stomachs of the animal. So Rav Ashi the Mitrafe. Rav Ashi thought it's a problem because there's something extra over here. Amalei Rav Huna, Mar Barchi, the Rav Ashi, Kol Hani Chivi Briyasa Hachias. All the animals in the animal kingdom have this. This is not a treifa, this is normal. Ahu Gufsa to have a Mabra, Bibekasi Vakarsa. Similar, there was a Gufsa, again, this tube like Aver that connected the Beis HaKoisos, not in the Hemseis, but in this case, the Keres, the rumen. So Mabra Rav Ashi again, he wanted to be machshirit. Why? Because didn't we just say that kol chivi b'riyasa hachi yisu? They all have this extra tube. Amalei Rav Ishia, atu kulu b'chadu machito machto machtinu. Heichad itmer, heichad lo yitmer, lo yitmer. He said it with regards to the tube that connects the Beis HaKoisos and the Hemseis. You want to now shtel a tzu to the tube that you found in this animal that's connecting the Beis HaKoisos and the Keres? These are all different stomachs. And as a result, you can't compare one to the other. Heyed nasa marshele, rav tabachai de tzipari lufnei rabbi. Nasa marshele, he was the chief butcher in Tzipari. He once testified in front of Rabbi Ashneb de Miami Yitzman Abahema with regards to an animal that had two intestines. That had two intestines that were coming out of its stomach. Shehi treifa. It's a treifa. Ukinegdom ba'oif ksheira. In a knife, however, it would be kosher. Says the Gemara, b'medvar mamur. Let's qualify this halacha. She yoytzim b'shnei mekoymes. It's only if it's coming out of two different parts. Again, if you have a picture, this is very helpful. Avo yoytzim b'mokam echa, but it's coming out of one part. V'kolin ad ke'etzpa. We'll see what that means. Ksheira. Says the Gemara. So, you had two b'nei me'ayim that are yoytzim and abehema. So, where there's supposed to be one intestine, there were two intestines, two coils of intestines. So the psak halacha was, Nosim bar Shela, who was the chief butcher in Tzipori, he once testified, he was saying over this halachas to Rebbe, and he told Rebbe there's a Mesoira that we look at it as a treifa. But the Gemara immediately qualified it. That's only true if it's coming out of two mekoymes. But if it's coming out of one place, and calling out ke'etzba, it's going to be kosher. So it says the Gemara, Pligibur Avami Rav Asi, Chadam once said, Huda Adri Arvi, this that we said, that if it's coming out of one place, it's okay, that's only if they end up joining again. The Chadam and the other one said, Avagat Lehi Adri Arvi, even if they don't end up joining again, it's still going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Bishleim Lamandama, Huda Adri Arvi, Bishleim that said, that the only time it's okay if it's Hadri Avri, meaning when it's coming out of two different places, it's a problem for sure. We're talking about where the two intestines are coming out of the same place. They're separate, but they eventually join. I understand then what it means, ad ke'etzpa. But what was the end of the braisa? The colon ad ke'etzpa. Suggesting that they have to join again. But according to Mandama, that says that they don't have to join again. My ad ke'etzpa, what does that mean? So he said ad ke'etzpa lamata. What it means is that even though they don't have to join, how the Arvi sounds like they're coming out of, they have to immediately form into one. Arvi, Milosh, and Taruvas. Doesn't have to be a Taruvas, but at the same time, eventually they have to lead to the same place, which is the rectum of the animal. So as long as it meets on the bottom, ad ke'etzpa, even a sheer etzpa's worth, but at the very bottom where it meets the rectum, where everything is going to go out of the intestines, as long as it meets over there, that would be enough for it to be kosher. Rabbi Huda said, Im nitla hanoitza psula. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, whether an oif that's missing its noitza, that's its feathers that are touching the animal, whether that would be a reason for it to be a treifa or not. From the Chachamim, it sounded like, no. Rabbi Yehuda said, Im nitla hanoitza psula, it's going to be possible. Again, that's the feather that's like attached to the skin of the bird. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel both said the same halacha. Rabbi Yehuda said that Im nitla hanoitza psula. What does that mean? Says Rashi. It seems to suggest that the noitz is looked at as the or of the oif. And if it's looked at as the or of the oif, it's for that reason that if you remove it, it's possible. Because if you remove it, now you're getting involved in the treifa of gluda, which is a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. But the point is, the only way removing the feather of an oif would make the oif a problem, a treifa, is if we look at the feather, this noitza, that particular part of the feathers of the animal, as being part of the animal. Clearly, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel loimer, hanoitza mitztarefes. And the context over here is really Zvachim. The Gemara is discussing a chatas oif that was brought with a machsheves pigle of chutzos mani chutzim koimer. Where the halach is, if you had a machshava to eat the chatas oif didn't go on the mizbeach. That's why you needed an oila soif, Evan Ezra, Meir Simcha. But if someone had a machshava to eat the chatas oif chutzos mani chutzim koimer, it would be a machsheves pigle. Now, the only time you can have a machsheves pigle is if you had a mind to eat a dovish at arkei lechel. And it has to, of course, be part of the animal. Rabbi Yishmol said that the noitza of the chatas oif is mitztarefes to the sheer pigle as it relates to the machshava of a kezayis of chutzos mani chutzim koimer. What does it clearly hold? That the noitz is part of the or of the animal. Because if you look at it as something that's just covering the animal, that it wouldn't be mitztaref to the kezayis as it relates to machshava. So Rabbi Shmuel who said that the noitzah is mitzdarif to the gezayas of pigel, and Rabbi Yehuda, who said that if an animal doesn't have its noitzah, it turns it into a treifa, we tap into the treifa of geluda. Amru davar echad. Amar Rava. Rava said, I don't think it's muchach. I mean, it's a nice svara, it's a nice tzushtel, but I can very easily deflect it. How so? Dil malohi. Adkan, the common Rabbi Yehuda, hach eli in treifa. Rizah says, regarding treifa, the lakim, he did the megan aleha. Rabbi Yehuda held that the noitzah at the end of the day protects the oif. It's not part of the skin. You want to know, halachically speaking, it's the oir of the chatas oif, eshenish. But at the same time, it protects it. Thus, if it doesn't have it, it's going to be ravel. Indian of kulik rabban. As it relates to pigle, maybe holds like the rabbanon. Back to the come, Rabbi Shmuel Hassam. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Is halacha leinyan afkuli?" As it relates to pigle, at the end of the day, I look at it as art. Avli yin treifa, but as it relates to treifa, aguni lein ma'yan. Maybe it doesn't impact the lifespan of the animal. Thus, it doesn't make it a treifa that's ain chayud beis chodesh. So it's based on that. Says the Gemara, even though loosely from a big picture perspective, there would seem to be some sort of tushtel between Rabbi Yehuda's halach and elu treifas and Rabbi Shmuel's halach and mesecht zvachim. But if you think about it, after further analysis, it's not muchach that these two shittas necessarily hold of each other.